Hello, this is Yoki Endos, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With a wish that you find a new view of your existence and free from all the previous suffering concept of the world, I would like to broadcast this Dharma talk. Today's subject is about the emptiness, which this words often pop up in the Buddhist term. Actually, this is a sensation of the body. It's kind of a contradiction to use the word sensation of the body. However, what about in this way? Sensation of the existence. This is also a little bit contradiction, because emptiness means that you don't realize your existence. There's a word in Mahayana Faith Awakening book, which is written 1,000 years ago. In this book, it's written as a quote. When the wind of karma blows, the existence will be produced. Yes, when you exist, when you recognize the existence, it means that it's already the karmatic view, and in the emptiness state, there's no view of the existence. But anyway, it's interesting that recognition of the emptiness only possible to recognize in daily life, moment to moment, or when you switch in, or when you catch it, that moment, it's empty. No size, so no, it's timeless and spaceless. Yes, but today's subject is how this emptiness would be possible to be awakened. Actually, this comes from a strong strong holding ego, strongly not to let ego comes. It's even like using the word kill in maybe Zen, oppress ego. But in this modern society, or in a karmic society point of view, usually when people use hold ego, usually people think as same as that follow the somebody who has a position. It's just like a surrender, give up. But it's not like this. It's just totally recognize your ego, energy of your ego, and hold it, not let it comes up. And in practice, this is not possible in a daily life conscious, or in a daily life. But in the practice of whatever, the prayers or beings or visualization of Buddha or mantra chanting or whatever, in this concentrative state and without holding your ego, not let your ego energy comes up, or it's not possible to keep it. However, to use the word or to have the concept of the keep is also dangerous, because we cannot keep anything. And actually, the mind or heart has a limitation of the time that exists. It's only maybe like this one sound of the fingers. How do you call it? I don't know. One clap or two times. Same, so as existence. Existence only moment to moment is exist, but it's not realistic to think this way, because when you recognize, before it recognizes, subconsciously you already feel that when it produces, the existence produces, it's very short time period. I don't know how many percent of the 1 second, maybe like 0.00001%, but that it produces and comes up. I don't know comes up how long. Of course, it's less than 1 second, but start to disappear. Of course, it's zero. It's much smaller than time than 1 second, but it's kind of come up and disappear, come up and disappear, come up and disappear, and so as your mind. So it's not something keep, just every mind, every heart, you just hold ego, or you just concentrate on the mantra, concentrate on your prayers, concentrate on your visualization. Mind to mind, not moment to moment, but mind to mind. Because mind or heart has a time limit to exist. So as your existence. And to do it like this, you need strong power of holding ego. Otherwise, you start to let your ego start to think that the existence continues. And this is totally karmatic point of view. And if you are strongly, as you oppress your ego, you kill or whatever, the world is hold. As you more strongly do it, and deep inside of your existence, the light will start to emanate to the universe, but there's no internal or external, it just spreads. And finally, this starts becoming to be part of your subconscious, part of your subconsciousness, that moment to moment is, or how do you say, mind to mind, or anyway, very short time to time, or one, this is the time of your existence, but every time produces and disappears, produces and disappears. This recognition or view of the existence will be part of your subconscious. When it becomes part of your subconscious, you can switch in a daily life, that or part of your recognition of the world, so as your mind, so as your existence. That is your existence. This is a sensation of the emptiness of existence, emptiness of the body sensation, whatever the expression is. But this is the way how you recognize the emptiness. And I do wish that you more enjoy the emptiness and start your existence to become much easier, and the light start emanate to everywhere in the universe from your deep level of your heart or your existence or whatever. Welcome to the world of the light and emptiness.